From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Talks to avert a military clash on the Korean Peninsula continue into the night. An emergency meeting at the Panmunjom Truce Village trying to avert the threat of war between North and South Korea stretched into the early hours of Sunday. The high-level meeting began Saturday evening despite a deadline set by Pyongyang, which had threatened military action unless South Korea ended propaganda broadcasts into the communist North and took down banks of loudspeakers it installed along the border. The deadline passed without incident and without the loudspeakers' removal, and the talks began at 6 p.m. local time. Long after midnight, there was no word from either North or South Korea about whether the negotiations were making any progress or how long they would continue. 12 people were killed when a car bomb exploded outside a hospital in Kabul, Afghanistan, Saturday. As Ayaz Gul reports from Islamabad, three American contractors are among the dead.
Kabul Police Chief General Abdul Rahman Rahimi told reporters that the attackers set off the blast near a private hospital where large numbers of civilians were gathered. The police chief said most of those killed were locals, while four foreigners were also killed or wounded. The International Military Mission, in a later statement, confirmed that three American civilian contractors were killed as a result of a vehicle-borne improvised explosive device attack on their convoy in Kabul. The powerful explosion destroyed more than a dozen vehicles and damaged nearby homes and businesses in Kabul's Makro Rayan neighborhood. The Taliban insurgency has denied it had anything to do with the bombing. The group's main spokesman, Zabiullah Mujahid, says no such activity was planned for Saturday in Kabul. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.
This is VOA News. Thousands of migrants on Saturday rushed past baton-wielding Macedonian police who attempted to block them from entering the country from Greece. Police fired stun grenades and several people were injured in the border clashes. Security forces managed to contain hundreds, but several thousand others, many of them Syrian refugees, tore through muddy fields into Macedonian territory after days spent in the open. The tumult started when police decided to allow a small group of migrants with young children to cross the frontier, and crowds in the back squeezed toward the shielded police wall. Then thousands of others, including women with babies and men carrying small children, used the moment to run across a field not protected by barbed wire. Passengers who survived a terror attack on a train traveling between Amsterdam and Paris told reporters Saturday how they worked together to overpower a Moroccan gunman. Alex Scarlatos, a National Guardsman from Oregon, said he and his friend, Air Force serviceman Spencer Stone, knew they had to respond when they saw the attacker with an automatic rifle.
He tackled him, and he got cut by a knife after he tackled him, and at that point, I showed up and grabbed the gun from him, and we basically started beating him in the head until he went unconscious and we all tied him up.
Authorities in Spain say they have identified the gunman as a 26-year-old radical Islamist who spent time in Syria during the past year. Spanish counterterrorism agents said the Moroccan-born 26-year-old lived for about a year in the southern port of Algeciras before moving to France in 2014 and subsequently traveled to Syria. French authorities are on heightened alert after Islamic extremist attacks in January left 20 people dead. At least 10 soldiers were killed and 20 others wounded Saturday in the southern Somali port city of Kismayo when a car loaded with explosives drove onto an army base and exploded. At least 10 soldiers died in the attack. The bombers rammed their vehicle into the gates of a former university campus that is now a military camp for African Union peacekeepers. And at least 7 people have been killed and more than a dozen others injured after a military jet taking part in an air show crashed onto a busy highway near Brighton, England. Witnesses say the Hawker Hunter fighter jet was coming out of a loop as part of the air show and flew into the ground, causing a huge explosion and fireball. Several vehicles were hit on the ground, and local police say at least 7 people died instantly. For more on these stories, please visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.